Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Samach Aleph continues with the discussion of Avodah Zarah. When it comes to being mechayev a person for Avodah Zarah, either being mechayev him skila for Edim who observed him worshipping Avodah Zarah, or being mechayev him a chatos if he himself became aware of the fact that he accidentally served Avodah Zarah. So we have three factors that need to be considered. The first factor is the type of action that he did. The second factor is what were his intentions at the time of performing that action. And the third factor is to what object was the action directed. And in each of these three categories, there are a number of areas where it is clear that a particular action, particular intention, and a particular object are sufficient to cause a chiyuv skila or a chiyuv chatos. And there is also certain things which are clear that they're not sufficient, certain actions, intentions, or objects that are insufficient to create, skila and chatos. And then there's an in-between range of actions, intentions, and objects which may or may not be sufficient to create these chiyuvim. So I just want to list off some of the different categories. Some of them are pashut in Mishnayos, some of them are pashut in Gemaras, and some of them are disputes amongst Rishonim. So first of all, when it comes to actions, so we split up into three different categories. There is avodos, there are types of service which are respectful and honorary to the Avodah Zarah. There are types of service which are performed in the Beis HaMikdash. There are types of service, this the Rama brings in, that one is chayav for if he performs those service on an animal which is consecrated to the Beis HaMikdash, but performs them outside of the Beis HaMikdash. And then finally, these are all subcategories of actions which are honorary. There's also actions which are shameful to the Avodah Zarah, which are called avodos bizayon, services of shame, as opposed to avodos kavod, services of honor and of dignity. So there are these different categories of avodas, and these avodas can either be kedarka, the way that it's ordinarily done to an Avodah Zarah, or shalo kedarka. What other distinctions are there within action? So there are distinctions between action and semi-action, action which borders on passivity, and speech. So for example, hishtachava, bowing down, the Yerushalmi says, is an action which borders on passivity, and therefore it perhaps is considered less of an action. It's a bigger chiddush that one is chayiv for hishtachava than actions such as slaughtering an animal or sprinkling its blood, which are clearly very active actions and not at all passive actions. And it could be that maybe there are other distinctions, even though in the end of the day, Hishtachava has a pasuk that teaches us that there's a chiyuv skila as much for Hishtachava as for the other avodos, but perhaps in other senses, Hishtachava is still considered a lesser form of service to the Avodah Zarah because it borders on passivity. You also have different types of speech. Speech certainly borders even more on passivity than bowing down. Nevertheless, there are psukim that teach us that speech also is chayev by Avodah Zarah, although it's not 100% clear. There certainly was a stira that the Gemara entertained amongst Mishnayos, that whether speech is chayev or whether speech is not chayev. And it's only, let's say, according to Ravina, who says that yes, all speech is always chayev. The other Amoraim suggests that there are types of speech which would not be chayev, either declaration of intent to serve without actual Kabbalah ve'alokos, or perhaps speech which is an affirmative response to an invitation to serve Avodah Zarah, but if that invitation was issued by the wrong parties, or if one belongs to to a larger party as opposed to being an individual, or when the invitation is not accompanied by a sales pitch, so then the affirmative response is less significant and would not deserve a chiyuv skila. There are other actions as well. In terms of the Mishnah says that if a person says to an Avodah Zarah, Eli Ata, he accepts it as a god, you are my god, or if he says, if he's Mekabalet Belukus, so under both of those circumstances, those are actions of speech which are Chayiv Skila. However, Rashi entertains the possibility of distinguishing between when the speech is directed at an object which is in front of you, as opposed to when the speech is not spoken in the presence of the Avodah Zarah. Perhaps speech not in the presence of Avodah Zarah is more lenient and would require a stronger degree of commitment or a stronger revelation of one's acceptance of the Avodah Zarah than speech which takes place in the presence of the Avodah Zarah. That's a discussion in Rashi. There's the Ran discusses, let's say, if there are Avodos, aside from there being Avodos which are Kedarka and Avodos which are not Kedarka, let's say that there's an Avodah which not only is not Kedarka for this Avodah Zarah, but it's actually an Avodah which is not performed for any Avodah Zarah. So the Ran suggests that that type of Avodah, that type of action, would be even more lenient. So that's why there are two Avodos that were performed in the Beis HaMikdash. One of them is Kabbalah and the other is Holacha, a sort of receiving the blood of a slaughtered animal in a pitcher or a vessel and bringing that blood closer to the Mizbeach, to the place where it will ultimately be offered. So in the Beis HaMikdash, these are considered Avodos, but apparently the Ran suggests passively that these are not ever considered Avodas when it comes to Avodah Zarahs. They're simply considered things that must take place before the Avodah is performed. Hence, given that they're not Avodos, perhaps for any Avodah Zarah, perhaps we are more lenient when it comes to these two actions than we are with other actions, in spite of the fact that these actions are performed for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis HaMikdash. So these are just some of the differences in terms of action, both from the Mishnayos, from the Gemaras, from Rishonim. What about when it comes to intention? So we saw on today's daf that if a person is zoveach lahachis, he shechts an animal to a Markulis with the intention to anger the Markulis. So one man the Amar said he's chayiv. Presumably the other man the Amar would hold that he's potter, given the absence of any pasuk to include such a chiyuv. The Mishnah says that a poer atzmo lepaor or hazorik evan lemarkulis is chayiv, and the Gemara on Daf Samach Dalet tells us that even though the person's intention of being poor lepa'or, or throwing a stone to the Markulis, is not to serve these Avodah Zarahs, but is simply only to embarrass or shame or degrade the Avodah Zarah, in spite of that, the Gemara says they're chayav. So this would seem to indicate that Kavana makes no difference whatsoever. Even if your intention is not to serve the Avodah Zarah, but is rather to embarrass the Avodah Zarah, there still is a chiyuv. And this similar indication is given by the famous Gemara later on that says that there's an inyan of Yeharig Val Yavor for Avodah Zarah, that if a guy forces a person on pain of death to serve Avodah Zarah, then the person is obligated to sacrifice their life rather than serve the Avodah Zarah. So the question becomes, if a person doesn't have intention to serve the Avodah Zarah for the purposes of service, he only intends to do it as an empty action, devoid of intentions, so why is there ever a case of Yehareg Vayavar? Let any time that a guy forces a Jew to serve Avodah Zarah, let him not intend to do this action as a service, but rather intend to do this action lahachis, or intend to do the action as a as a bizayon, or intend to do the action just not as a service, and then there's no isser, so let him go ahead and do it. So all of this would seem to indicate that the role of intention in terms of creating or absolving one of the penalties for Avodah Zarah is minimal. On the other hand, there are indications to the contrary as well. And certainly for the Braisa, there is no source to say that Zoveach Lahachis is Chayav, so one would expect that it is Potter. If a person shechts an animal for a Markulis with the intention to anger it, so perhaps there is no Chiyuv Skila. The Gemara on Amud Beis tells us that if a person is Ovid Avodah Zarah, Me'ahava Umiyira, out of love or out of fear, that he's Potter. Why? Rava says, because there's no Kabbalas Elokus. He doesn't do this action with the intention of serving the Avodah Zarah. He does it simply out of fear for his life, or out of love for a friend. Or perhaps, that was what I just said, was Rashi's pshat. For the Ramban, it can even be done out of fear for his money or his social standing, according to Rava. And there's no Isser still. And according to the Rambam, even further, it can be done out of love for the beauty of the object being worshipped, or even out of fear, not fear that the object will certainly harm him if it's not worshipped, but out of and sort of agnosticism, an uncertainty about whether failure to worship the object will result in physical harm to himself or his possessions. The Rambam says that even under such circumstances, there still is not sufficient kavana, there's not sufficient intention to cause a chiyuv skila. So there seems to be, and then the Gemara also discusses other, sort of lack of intention. If a person bowed down and he thought that something was a Beis HaKnesses, and it turned out that it was in Beis Avodah Zarah, so the Gemara says, Harei Libo LaShamayim. He didn't have intention to bow down to Avodah Zarah. Rashi says, even if he knew that it was a Beis Avodah Zarah, and he had intention to bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is no Isser. The Gemara says that if a person bows down to the statue of a king, and his intention is not to accept that statue as an Avodah Zarah, so again, right, Lo Kibla Ve'alokah. So all these cases seem to be cases where lack of intention is certainly sufficient to absolve a person of the chiyuv avodah zarah. There's basically three approaches to resolving this contradiction between the sources that say that intention is meaningless when it comes to avodah zarah, and those that say that intention is very significant. One source is to say that intention is meaningless on the level of lechatchila, meaning a person is obligated to risk their life, to sacrifice their life, rather than perform an act of Avodah Zarah. But post facto, if a person did not sacrifice their life rather than perform the act of Avodah Zarah, then the lack of intention can absolve one of the chiyuv skila that would ordinarily be attached to such an action. That's the position which is taken by Tosfos. Tosfos also offers an alternative position, and he says that intention makes a difference when one is serving an object which is not a bona fide Avodah Zarah. In other words, let's say that this object, people don't really take it seriously as being a symbol or an icon or a receptacle for some sort of divine presence or angelic presence. People serve it, it's a joke. Everyone knows that it's only being served out of Ava or out of Yira. Everyone knows that people are performing these actions in an empty way. So then the actions are performed in an empty way, and the lack of intention can absolve a person. However, when the object that's being served in this with these empty actions is a genuine Avodah Zarah that people believe to be an icon or a symbol or a receptacle for some sort of divine power, in that case certainly he would be chayav even for the action alone, devoid of intentions, and that could be because the action sort of shows us what his intentions are, and it could be because the action alone is sufficient to create a chiyuv even without any intentions that match it. And then the third mahalach to resolve this theory is that offered by Rabbeinu David. Rabbeinu David says, who's a Talmud of the Ramban, that the difference is in a case where the action is accompanied by a verbal acceptance of the Avodah Zarah, so then the intention makes no difference. The verbal acceptance suffices in place of intention. But when the action is not accompanied by verbal acceptance of the Avodah Zarah, then there's room to say that lack of intention is enough to exempt a person. So far, basically, we've discussed different types of action and different types of intention. There are many types of action and intention or disputes and differences that we have not discussed. We haven't at all discussed the different types of objects which could possibly be served and how different types of objects could lead to attenuations of the chiyuv. But those are basically the three things that need to be discussed: the maisa, the kavana, and v'chifat ha'ne'avad.